FM 90.3 WJTL, Colton Dixon, Made to Fly, Micah Tyler, Different. Good morning to you. It's 7:19.
And for your weather today, patchy fog this morning, clouds and drizzle, high of 73. For tonight, clouds, shower, and patchy fog, low of 63. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high of 72. Currently, it is 64 degrees.
Our very special guest today from Elizabethtown Community Housing and Outreach Services, also known as ECHOES, the Emergency Shelter Coordinator, Chrissy Raffensperger. Good morning again,
good morning.
Chrissy.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Earlier, I asked you how many folks you've served. You actually looked it up on the website.
I did. It was, since we started, 2,436 people.
So in 5 years, that's how many that's folks amazing. That you have helped who
yes.
have been impacted by homelessness or maybe rental assistance or all. Tell us all the different things you do.
Oh, goodness. Yes. So we have the emergency shelter. We have Pathways and Permanent Supportive Housing, which are some housing programs. We also have our informational referral services. We have eviction prevention. And we also have some other things that will be coming down the pike, but I'm not going to tell you about that just yet.
Well, it sounds like you already have a lot going
yes,
on.
Yes, we do.
And I'm imagining it takes a lot of volunteers. How are you doing volunteer-wise?
So we are in the process of starting our recruitment. I need about 70 volunteers per week to run the winter shelter
wow.
from December 6th through April 1st.
Wow.
So that's evening, overnight, morning, laundry, cleaners, people making meals and bringing them in. So there are a lot of different things that people can do to help me run the shelter, but I truly, truly cannot do it without the volunteers.
And you guys are located on Washington Street in Elizabethtown?
Yes.
And how many hours, what's the commitment like if they want to volunteer?
It really depends on what they do. So if they are looking for something a little less hours, then I would recommend the morning or evening shifts, because those are about like 2 to 3 hours. Overnight is obviously going to be a little bit longer, but you can sleep for part of the night. And I am very hopeful that I will have some staff, so that there will be some nights that if you come and volunteer, you're just going to be sleeping. So pay attention to that.
Very cool. If folks want to sign up or get more details on how they could volunteer for ECHOES, can they do that online?
Yes, they can go to our website, echoeslancaster.org. ECHOES is spelled ECHOS.
Here's an opportunity for you to help with the shelter in Elizabethtown. It's a great opportunity. There's lots of different things. You said all the different things you could do. You're looking for cooking and security and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, basically anything that you could do. Love to have your help. Check it out online, echoeslancaster.org, and that's December through April?
Yes, April 1st.
April 1st. Very cool. Check it out. EchoesLancaster.org. Here's a great opportunity for you to get involved in the Elizabethtown community. Chrissy, thanks for visiting us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we wish you the best. Back to the music we go. This is Hillsong with Not Today on WJTL.